Good morning. 11:39 a.m. on, what is it? It's Wednesday, March the 18th, 2020. Yesterday was St. Patty's Day. Also, the day where I spent most of it in video conference with students down in Denver. It was wicked fun. Trying to get everything in 30 minutes to satisfy the window that the teacher had. It was really quite good. It was a lot of fun. I kind of miss teaching. Yeah, 11, almost noon. I've got about 500 words. And the problem, problem is a good problem to have, because the problem is I finished Dark Knight Station's first draft yesterday. And I still don't have a cover for The Wizard's Butler, although I have seen it, it's not final yet. I think it's a good cover. But I don't have that cover yet. I still have some comments that I need to get through. I also have a SIFU meeting at 1 o'clock. So, in about an hour and a half. I'm particularly frustrated because I haven't been able to get any words moving. I haven't been able to get any ideas going. I have not gone through Troy Harbor to see what's there and what's missing, so that I know I have 80,000 words, but I'm pretty sure that most of them, or at least half of them, have to go and I need to replace them. That's not to say I can't repurpose some of them, but the challenge here is figuring out which ones they are. And mornings are for new words, and today the new words just haven't been coming. So I've been working on a structure for Troy Harbor. I know what I want to say. I know what I've written about it so far. I know what it needs to do. And I'm doing something that I very rarely do, and that's to put together an outline. I'm going to do a 30-sentence outline, which will probably turn into like 40 without too much difficulty, and see if I can do the 40-sentence outline for this story so that I have the right interleaving of Otto and Angela for the story to unfold and then come together properly at the end. So, that's where I am. Also made a grocery run this morning. Went out around 8:30 and found a couple loaves of bread and I got 5 pounds of 5 pounds of whole wheat flour. The major brand flours are all sold out, but the organic brands, the boutique brands, I think Bob's Red Mill was there, and there was like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bags of it there. So I grabbed a bag. All the machine yeast is gone, but I got some active dry, and we'll see how that works. I can also do something rash, like I didn't get rapid rise. I could have gotten rapid rise, but I can also do something rash because while the bottle of yeast that I have, I got almost a whole jar of Fleischmann's Red Machine yeast that's like 1.5, 2 years out of date. But I suspect that a lot of that, because it's been refrigerated for pretty much the whole time I've had it, I suspect that A, it's not completely dead, and B, I can probably resurrect it if I put a little milk and sugar starter together. Even milk and water, even sugar and water starter together to give it a little feed and get it started up good. And then use that as part of the liquid that goes into the bottom of the bread machine. That might actually do pretty well. The normal practice is to use a rapid rise yeast and put the water in the bottom, the flour in the middle, and put a little well in the top of it, and put the yeast in the well at the top so that the yeast gets wet last, so that the last thing that gets mixed into the bread dough is the yeast, so that its rapid rise comes at the appropriate point in the cycle. Now, if the yeast isn't gonna rise, it doesn't really matter when I put it in. And if what I need to do is to do a starter to get a little bit of yeast action going before I start the bread mixing, that's probably what I want to do. So yeah, I got some fresh fruit. I got some canned vegetables. I got there's plenty of ice cream. the individual meals and the frozen food were pretty well stocked. The rest of the stuff was, you know, anything chicken was pretty much gone. Anything, you know, like bulk frozen chicken breasts, those are pretty much gone. I don't have a big freezer. I've just got the freezer in the bottom of the fridge. So stocking up on frozen foods isn't necessarily the right thing to do. But having a little extra, I do have some individually wrapped and frozen chicken breasts in the bottom. Because, yeah, there was nothing that, I mean, there were a few. There were a few small packages of chicken. But I think I came away without any meat at all this time. Which is okay, I've got turkey and I did get a cabbage to go with my corned beef. I can do a corned beef and cabbage. I've got plenty of carrots and potatoes for the moment. And so we're doing. I went so that I could get to the prescriptions, but there were no prescriptions ready at 8:30 in the morning, and they assured me that they'd have them around mid-morning, but that means I have to go back to the store. And I suspect what I'll do is wait for a day or so, assuming everybody in the house can wait for their prescriptions for a day or so. But give it a couple days. But I got an extra jar of peanut butter, I got an extra container of steel-cut oats. I got a new package of Junket, so as long as the milkman can continue to deliver, I can continue to get the milk I needed to make as much yogurt as we want. They even deliver almond milk. So the lactose intolerant people in my house who can eat yogurt but not drink milk. Now, apparently it's because of the bacteria in the yogurt eats whatever it is that causes the distress and eats the sugar or whatever. I'm not walking very fast right at the moment because there's a couple of women ahead of me about, I'm going to say 50 feet. I don't want to crowd them. They're walking practically shoulder to shoulder, which is makes me look and go. But not my monkeys, not my circus. So, and we got toilet paper and two rolls of paper towels. The fam's probably not going to be happy with single ply, but that's what was on the shelf and that's what I bought. So tough. Single ply is better than zero ply. Just saying. Hypothetically. It's a beautiful morning. I'm just wearing my hoodie. I don't even have the hood up there. It's in the 50s, low 50s right at the moment. It's supposed to be middle 60s, and then I think my wife said it's supposed to snow again tomorrow, which would not surprise me. I think I said more than once that March is our biggest snowfall month historically. Now, whether it's going to continue to be with the climate change is another question altogether. This big senior living place, good Lord. I don't know how many units there are in here. At least like bathroom windows there. small windows higher than the normal line. Gosh, this thing looks like it must cover like an acre of land. I don't know how many units there might be in it. I hope there's seniors left to move into them. We'll see. Coming up on a get ready, sit with me. Come on, post. But as long as I'm not in lockdown, as long as I'm able to continue to walk, as long as there's not some overriding reason for me to stay inside, I see no reason to continue my solitary perambulation around the neighborhood once a day. It's good for my systems. That scraping sound is a guy cleaning up his gutters from the fall leaf collection. He's wearing orange headphones. I assume they're headphones. They might be just ear protectors. They look like ear protectors. They look like big orange earmuffs. They look like ear protectors, but they may very well be wireless headphones. So yeah, I got my exercise in the first mile. There was the frustration of sitting there and staring at the screen and not having words come and not having a story to tell and not having, you know, having the timer ticking down on for the words for a monster. I still got six and a half hours to do another 1,000 words. So it's like, screw it, I'm gonna go take the walk. See if I can't find some inspiration outside. I've started working on the feed the cat outline for each of the two characters. I'll see how this works out. I have no idea. Morning. Pushing a kid in a stroller. Looks like the whole family out for a walk. But yeah, I turned on Pandora right off the box and got a couple of really sprightly tunes to walk through this morning. So that first mile, my legs are talking about it right now between them. The two of them are saying, "What the hell is he thinking of?" And the other one's saying, "I have no idea. The guy's crazy. That's all there is to it." But I got a lot of it out of my system, I think. And looking at what I've, you know, just contemplating what I have in my head already. Am I going to be able to get 2,000 words today? Yes, I will get 2,000 words today. Will there be a 2,000 words of a story? I don't know. If I count the words that I wrote to the teacher at the classes that I guested in yesterday, I may have another, I don't know, 300 words, 400 words there. But it's like, I really can't count those. I will count the brainstorming. I will count the free writing. I will count anything that I do that leads to the next book. And I will do 2,000 words today. It may take me till 7 o'clock tonight, but I will get 2,000 words today. If it stays nice, I may do something rash, like grill some chicken. I have some chicken left in the fridge. I've got to use it or lose it, so that's going to be dinner tonight. I may do a full-on chicken curry with potatoes and celery and carrots and I got some coconut milk I can make a nice curry with. But I also have a pot of chicken soup that I made the other day that needs to be cleaned up. There's not enough for dinner, but there might be enough for lunch. Perhaps a couple bowls for lunch, but not enough for four people for dinner. Of course, the alternative is to use that as the base. Just add more chicken and vegetables to it. It was a little bit surreal though at the grocery store this morning. I won't speak for everybody, but I'm used to going to the grocery store and finding store shelves with stuff on them. And there's still stuff on the shelves. The store is not empty by any means, but the things that are missing, the canned vegetable aisle, it looks like it, you know, I did manage to find some green beans, canned green beans. I got an extra can of your crushed tomatoes, because I can use crushed tomatoes in anything. Anytime I need to make spaghetti sauce, I can make my own spaghetti sauce. A can of crushed tomatoes, real easy. I still got tomato paste. I still have some tomato sauce. That stuff hasn't gone away. There's even a fair amount of spaghetti sauce jars on the shelf. They weren't some of the bigger brands, but they were spaghetti sauce. And I gotta figure that spaghetti sauce pasta, if I can find some ground beef to go in it, even some ground turkey to go in it, that's a meal. We're good. I also discovered while I was looking at recipes. So there's an interesting connection that I had never made before. 67 years old, I had never made this connection before. What I grew up with in New England as American chop suey is actually pretty well known in other parts of the world as goulash. So ground meat, onions, celery, whatever you like in it, tomato sauce, and elbow macaroni. And I never made the connection that was what other people called goulash. I always heard it's goulash. What is goulash? I never looked it up. Yeah, I looked it up. Guess what? It's what I think of as American chop suey. Okay, I don't know. Oh, what a beautiful... You know... The ladies walked off in a different direction, so... I'm sprung here. I'm walking past the park now, coming up on the... It's too late, Eric. Gazebo. I'm inordinately proud of that. I don't know why, but... I'm just a little silly that way. It's a beautiful morning. Hearing it on the microphone. I try to keep my head turned away from it, but yeah, I have all the attention of a gerbil on caffeine. Some chickadees. I hear some chickadees. I don't know if you can hear that. Very high-pitched, two-tone song. That's their nesting song. So chickadees are getting ready to nest. There's a pair of sharp-shinned hawks setting up housekeeping down here in the tree on the corner of the property as well, which is pretty exciting. My elder progeny is quite delighted by that. She keeps coming out telling me what they're doing. Anyway, I feel calmer. I feel better. And I'm at the back gate. With any luck at all? I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Get it in the right order. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.